I was married for 41 and a half years, and I love being married. I loved having a wife at home. I love taking care of the children, taking care of the house and all that stuff, but she got killed. And I thought, well, at my age, I was in my early 60s, 62 or 63 years old, when Betty died, and I thought, well, it's over. I'm never going to date. I'm not going to look for another woman. I can live without one. I don't want to, but I can. It's not a problem. I can live without a wife. Now it'll just be me and God. And I had no plans whatsoever ever to get married again. But God had a different plan. He brought me this lovely thing up here on the front seat and told her, because she'd not been married in 24 years, he had a daughter that needed a husband to take care of her. She needed a husband. She was working hard. I mean, you know, working all the jobs she could, trying to keep her head above water. Some of you girls that if you've been single, you may know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's a little tough to keep your head above water when you're trying to provide. Maybe you've got children that you have to help, and maybe you've got a house you got to pay for, and you got utilities, and you got a car, and you got all the things that you have to have. And it's a chore working out there to keep your head above water. Well, he had a little daughter that was like that. And then he had one of his sons that was a little bit better shape financially that he had blessed with, you know, a place and a little money and everything else. So he thought, well, he don't have a wife and she don't have a husband, so I'll just put these two together. And so he put us together supernaturally. And I will have to say it's blessed both of us. You know, Cheryl's been some kind of a fantastic wife, and she's a fantastic asset to the ministry. You know, she's a good, hard worker, praise the Lord. She keeps all the records for us, and she does a lot of things around here. And God knew he needed me to have the time to study and to present his word, and I couldn't do that if I didn't have her. I would have had to went out and found somebody to do all this, and I don't know who in the world, but I know God would have brought somebody to me. Every time I've needed somebody, he brings somebody. But I'm going to tell you, it's nice to be married. You know, whenever I come in here, sit down in the evening and eat, you know how much nicer it is to be able to sit down and talk to a mate while you eat than it is to be sitting in your house with nobody? It's kind of lonesome, isn't it? You know, it's kind of lonesome when you're sitting there, and especially if you had a mate for 40 years, and then you don't have one. And so for 3 years, I didn't have one. And then God says, okay, it's time for you to have one. And so he spoke to me audibly and told me I was to marry Cheryl. You know, and so praise God. You know, that's what I'm saying. If he has a plan for you to have one, if you're serving him, he will prepare her and he'll prepare you and her together. And he'll bring you together. And that's God. You know, so, because Cheryl hadn't been married in 24 years. And so, you know, she was her own woman now. You know, I mean, boy, was she her own woman. You know, she had a lot to learn. She'd heard the scripture. And she told me when we got married, she said, honey, I'll have to say, I know from listening to your teaching that I have to submit to you in everything. And I will try that. But she said, I want you to know up to now, I've never submitted to a man. Well, now see, that's why she didn't make it before, because she had never submitted to a man. See? But see, that's why men and women don't make it, because on either side, they don't know the rules. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? You don't know the rules. And a lot of them are Christians. And by not knowing the rules, you can never make it work. You have to know the rules and you have to obey the rules to make it work. And when God says walk in love, that's what he means. So when you walk in love, it really works good. You know, I mean, we have a great life together. You know, Cheryl and I, we love each other. You know, we have a great time working together, going places together. And of course, one good thing about her is she has learned that I need my quiet time with the Lord to study. And so when I'm in there studying, sometimes for hours, she don't even come in until once in a while. She may come in and say, honey, you want to go get a glass of tea with me? And so I'll stop studying and we'll come. And she doesn't bug me when I'm studying. She allows me to study, you know, and that's a great thing, you know, because some women might not give you that freedom to do that. They want you to be doing something with them. But she understands what I do is very important for the kingdom of God. And so she doesn't bug me. She just lets me study. And so now he says, now I say that first he gives the gift of singleness to some and the gift of marriage to others. Now I say to those who aren't married and to widows, it's better to stay unmarried just as I am. Now, that's better, he says. That's Paul's idea here. Now, verse 9 and 10. But if, there's always a but and an if. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. Now, is that right? Yeah. If you have been given the gift of singleness, then, you know, it's not a problem. You know, you can stay unmarried and, you know, everything's going to work out fine. But, you know, don't, if you can contain yourself, don't just go out and look for a mate just so you can say, I'm married. You know, because, you know, just like Paul says, when you bring a mate into your house, it's going to bring complications and problems because a man and a woman are not the same. And so you have to learn to live with each other's problems. You know, every woman wants to make her husband like her, and every husband wants to make her wife like him. And that don't work. It don't never work. She's unique and you're unique, and so you got to learn to live with each other like you are. That's just the way life is. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. Now for those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord. Now this is a command from God. A wife must not leave her husband. Verse 11 and 12. Let's see what that says. But if she does leave him, let her remain single or else go back to him. This is talking about two Christian people. Two Christian people. And the husband must not leave his wife. So let's go to Malachi 2:14. And let's see what that says for a second. Malachi 2:14 in the King James. 14, 15, and 16, I believe those three verses I want to go to before I come back to here, where we're talking about what God says between a married man and woman, how the husband is not to leave. I want you to see what Malachi 2:14 says. Yet you say, wherefore, because the Lord, I'll put that back into NLT. I want to do all these in the NLT. So much easier to see, okay. You cry out, why has the Lord abandoned us? I'll tell you why. See, we cry out to God and ask him things. Why, Lord, why are you not answering my prayer? Because the Lord witnessed the vows you and your wife made to each other on your wedding day when you were young. How many people when you were young, some of you 16, 15, 18, 20, 25 years old, ran into the love of your life and you thought you couldn't live without him or her, and you got married. And you made a vow, and you were both Christians, you both went to church, and you made a vow before God, and that vow was, I promise to never leave you nor forsake you till death do us part. Did we make that commitment before God? Did we do that? And we did. Everybody makes that. If you got married, you made that commitment before God. He says, so you cry out, why has the Lord abandoned us? I'll tell you why. Because the Lord witnessed the vows you and your wife made to each other on your wedding day when you were young. But you have been disloyal to her. So she remained your faithful companion, the wife of your marriage vows. Didn't the Lord make you one with your wife? In body and spirit, you are his. And what does he want? He wanted godly children from your union. So guard yourselves, remain loyal to the wife of your youth. Verse 16, for I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel. It is as cruel as putting on a victim's blood-stained coat, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourselves always, remain loyal to your wife. Now, if every man that's a Christian knew, and I knew that when I got married, I knew that when I made that vow, I had been to church all my life. And I knew of very few divorces. There was very few people got divorces 50 years ago, at least in the place where I lived. When I graduated from high school with 25 people, there was 25 people I graduated with, and all of them had the same mother and father. One mom and daddy, 25 boys and girls graduated from high school with one mom and daddy. Today, if you get 25% of them that still got the same mother and daddy when they graduated high school, it's very fortunate. What's really so bad, when my son went out here Northwest for a little while, he come home and said, "Daddy, what is wrong with us?" I said, "What do you mean, son?" He said, "Dad, nearly everybody in my class got two or three or four mothers and daddies." And he was only in the eighth or ninth grade. I said, "Son, that's the sin of the world. That's the way the world is." He said, "Daddy, I don't want to go to school out here." He said, can I go to a Christian school?" So I signed him up for Northwest. And Tim even found out there was some rotten people in Northwest, even on staff. It wasn't perfect there either, but it was a whole lot better than it was out here at Northwest High School. He went to Liberty Christian School. Liberty Christian was in Denton. They've now moved from there down here, down on, the what was that, 377 over there. Liberty Christian, they're a big school. Somebody donated, a man donated all that land for that school to be built there. And I praise God for the man that donated that. But he didn't want to go to Northwest because there were so many divorces. Now, what does God say there about in verse 16 of Malachi 2? "I hate divorce. I hate divorce," says the Lord, the God of Israel. "It is as cruel as putting on a victim's blood-stained coat," says the Lord Almighty. "So guard yourselves, always remain loyal to your wife." See, this is a command from God, isn't it? Are y'all glad we got a Savior that can forgive sin? Yeah, if we didn't have a Savior who could forgive sin, a lot of us in it, right here in this room would be in big trouble, wouldn't we? Because many of you have been divorced and remarried. And some of you have been divorced and never remarried, but some of you have been divorced and remarried, and some have been divorced and remarried several times. It's a good thing we have a Savior. Do y'all agree with that? If we have a God that hates divorce, I mean, if we were to ever get a divorce one time and God wouldn't forgive it, then we're in trouble, aren't we? We're in big trouble. But I'm certainly glad that He can forgive anything, including murder. You know, He can forgive that too. But if I know He hates something, I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to do everything in my power to make this marriage.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "To Marry or Not," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.